gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Monday afternoon, 12th of January, 2026. Glad you're all here with us today. Big weekend of news to cover. Of course, I did the Sunday night show last night. We covered a lot there. We're going to touch on a lot of the topics that we covered there, but not spend quite so much time on the protest that broiled Minnesota over the weekend. But we've got a lot of Middle East news to talk about, and we're going to do a deep dive on Patagonia. We touched on it a little bit last night, but we're going to dig a little bit more into it since this has been a concern for the people of the region for several decades, actually. The idea that this pristine, you know, perfect area of land has been highly desired by, frankly, international criminals. And it looks like maybe they're making their move. So we'll get to that. We're also going to be joined by Peter Bystrom, who is a member of the AFD party and a member of the European Parliament. And then in the fifth hour, we'll be joined by Rex Jones, and we'll probably take your calls then. But a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's get into it, like we do every day, with your Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 12th of January, 2026. Fed subpoenaed as DOJ launches criminal probe into Jerome Powell, who vows to, quote, stand firm. Not content with launching a dizzying cascade of international conflicts, Trump just lobbed a nuke at the Fed. While Trump's vendetta against the Fed's Lisa Cook set for a January showdown before the Supreme Court, the Trump administration dramatically raised the stakes on Sunday when New York Times first reported, and minutes later Fed Chair Jerome Powell confirmed that the U.S. Central Bank has been served grand jury subpoenas from the Justice Department threatening a criminal indictment in what Bloomberg said was a dramatic escalation of the Trump administration's attacks on the Fed. Good. It should be ended, in fact. We'll show you that video in just a little bit if we have time. But yes, they are apparently opening a criminal investigation into Jerome Powell, and he is not taking it lying down. And actually trying to frame the Fed as the fourth branch of government, which would be news to me, considering the fact that it is a private bank, and there's absolutely no ability for an average American to have a say as to who leads them or what they do. So, not part of our government, but more powerful than huge chunks of our government. Meanwhile, UK probes X over Grok CSAM scandal. Elon Musk cries censorship. CSAM, standing for child sexual abuse material. Something I've touched on a little bit on X, it's actually a big issue, and I don't know why Elon Musk is allowing Grok to be used like this, but essentially, if you ask Grok to, like, if a woman posts a picture and you ask Grok, hey, take her clothes off, it produces a fake image of the person naked, and that includes children. And it's just like, why would you not have protections against this? That is incredibly invasive and off-putting and is detrimental to your business, right? I mean, why would you encourage people to post pictures on X? Like, I'm never posting a picture of my kid on X. Well, Grok is doing this. Are you kidding me? And actually, Ashley St. Clair is sort of leading the charge on this, one of Elon Musk's baby mama. But I'm especially disturbed by Grok, you know, doing this and not having protections against it, because it's giving the UK exactly what they want, an excuse to intervene and to impose restrictions on AI. Like, just do it yourself. Internally, tell Grok, hey, don't take the clothes off of women without their permission. Are you kidding me? Do that so then the UK doesn't have an excuse to come in and impose restrictions, because that's going to be a big part of our story today, our show today, is the insane attacks against free speech that are happening across the world, but particularly in Europe, and Elon Musk standing up against them, but here giving them a major avenue of victory. It's just ridiculous. Meanwhile, Trump briefed on strike options in Iran as over 500 protesters have been reported dead. Now, the protests in Iran have seemingly kind of wound down. Iran is basically saying they're completely over. Meanwhile, Israel is making a bunch of preparations that make it seem like it's not over by a long shot. Apparently, Israel just opened up all of their bomb shelters, and the hospital has been told to prepare for emergency situations. So, looks like the Middle East is the flame's not dying down quite yet, and we'll return to that in just a little bit on the other side. Stay with us. That's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Watching the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the War Room. Brought to you, of course, by thealexjonesstore.com. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We have a lot to talk about today, a heck of a lot. Some that we touched on yesterday a little bit, but I spent pretty much the whole 2 hours, or at least an hour 30 minutes of the Alex Jones Show yesterday, covering the protest. So we're not going to spend too much more time on that. I will let you know that the DHS is sending thousands or hundreds more. I think the count I saw was they're sending another 1,000 to join the 2,000 federal agents already in Minneapolis. So they'll be beefing up their numbers there, which is good to see. But there's a lot of other stuff going on as well. Feds probe hundreds of millions in suspected Somali cash in luggage leaving Minneapolis airport. The Transportation Security Administration flagged nearly $700 million in cash detected in passengers' luggage leaving Minneapolis airport the last 2 years, a massive cash exodus believed to be tied to Somali immigrants and their money couriers. Homeland Security told Just the News. The official said the cash movements out of Minnesota's largest airport began about a decade ago, around the time Governor Tim Walz took office, and has grown substantially in recent years. Though all were legally declared, according to U.S. Customs rules, the bundles of cash and luggage, some as much as $1 million on a single trip, raised regular suspicions among TSA agents. Mountains of dollars leaving the country is now being investigated by the Homeland Security Investigations Unit as part of a broader probe into the multi-billion-dollar fraud scheme centered around the state's Somali immigrant community, where dozens have been charged with or convicted of federal crimes. In March of last year, a federal jury convicted the head of a now defunct organization called Feeding Our Future in Minnesota for what prosecutors called the largest ever fraud of pandemic aid, which involved around $250 million. So we know where it's going to fund the terror networks in Somalia in giant bags of cash that they move through the airport. Only they declare it, so I guess it's fine. Far-left streamer Andrew Mercado leads mob surrounding Nick Sortor and Ken Higbee in car, smashing window and threatening violence. So we saw the video of this over the weekend, Cam Higbee and Nick Sortor being assaulted, their car's windows being broken, being spray-painted, and their lives being threatened by the people just outside. What we've learned now is that mob was being led by a streamer. Far-left streamer Andrew Mercado was caught on camera over the weekend threatening journalist Nick Sortor outside Minneapolis's Whipple Federal Building. This comes just days after the streamer says he was going to harass the F out of right-wing propagandists. Mercado was seen approaching the driver's side door in the car Sortor was in, saying, "I'll knock you out. I'll get the whole effing state down here. I swear to God I will." He added later, referring to fellow journalist Cam Higbee, "Shut up, Cam. You can come out and get some, too." So see, what I would do if I was the Trump administration is I would say this man, just like, again, I've said this before, we need a new face act. That's something along the similar lines, because what this guy is doing is very obviously depriving American citizens of their First Amendment right. You don't have a right to threaten people that if they want to come out and participate in a political demonstration that you're going to kill them or hurt them in any way. So I look forward to seeing this man arrested. I look forward to his mugshot. I look forward to everybody he's ever interacted with or talked to coming under RICO charges, just like they did on January 6th. Of course, we're not going to see anything like that anytime soon. Why not? Because the people in power are trying to drive us towards civil war, and they don't want to take the easy way out, which is just enforcing the law and arresting the criminals, and then everything goes back to normal. They don't want that, so that's not what's happening. Worst of the worst, ICE arrests child rapists, murderers, and other criminals in Minnesota enforcement surge. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has revealed that the arrests have been carried out by the agency in Minnesota include numerous child rapists, murderers, and other criminals. This comes as left-wing politicians have attempted to demonize the agency after an ICE agent shot a woman in Minneapolis who drove into him. Regardless of staged political theatrics, ICE is going to continue to arrest the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens in Minnesota and elsewhere. ICE Director Todd Lyons said of the criminals arrested in the press release, some of these criminal aliens have had final orders of removal for 30 years, but they've been free to terrorize Minnesotans. ICE's arrests prevent recidivism and make communities safer, but it feels like local politicians want to ignore that part and drum up discontent rather than protect their own constituents. Maybe it seems like that because of how much they say that's what they're doing. Arrest them all. This from National Pulse, same story. Somali couriers move almost $1 billion in cash out of Minneapolis over the last several years. In 2024 to 2025, Minneapolis Airport said that they moved nearly $700 million in cash directly out of our country and into the hands of terrorists. Somalia, you know, the thanks we get for helping out these poor, you know, beleaguered refugees. It's a mistake we shouldn't make again. But like I said, this still seems to me, I still have sort of the same interpretation I did last week, which was this doesn't... We know that the left is training their people and getting their people, you know, geared up, waiting for the excuse, waiting for that, you know, final whatever happens. In this case, it was this woman being shot. But it doesn't feel like it has quite the impetus that they were expecting. Like, it's been a few days. Things are already kind of dwindling a little bit. Doesn't have the same staying power that George Floyd did. But remember, this is exactly what happened in 2020 with the Ahmaud Arbery case for sort of getting the engine started and revving up, only for the next big event to be the one that kicks off the, you know, city-destroying protest. But obviously the left is just feels completely, you know, unbound by law or decency or anything and are attacking innocent people, knowing that they can do so with impunity because not only are the local police and local law enforcement on their side and working with them, collaborating with them and protecting them, but that the Republicans will do nothing to fight for their people ever for some reason. It really is infuriating and inexplicable how the people we've elected to solve this problem in particular are refusing to do absolutely anything to fulfill any of our demands. Let's go to clip number 15 here. This is Bovino, Greg Bovino, who's been a sort of... spokesperson for Border Patrol recently, explaining that the problem is we're surrounded by mindless idiots. Let's go to this video now.
And as they arrest those individuals, we have members of the community, some of those weaker-minded constituents that fall victim to Waltz and Fry's rhetoric, actually coming against us as we arrest those individuals. That's amazing to me.
Weak-minded individuals, that is certainly one way to put it. But again, these people don't know or care about what's going on. They're weak-minded, yes, but that's not really an excuse. I mean, weak-minded people still know stealing things is wrong, right? These people are something else. These people are something... frankly, to me, a bit more, you know, terrifying. Let's go to clip number 25 here. This is a reporter going around asking the people protesting in Minneapolis, protesting ICE, what they think about Somali fraud. Let's watch.
How do you feel about the Somali fraud in Minneapolis?
I'll be honest, I haven't researched it a lot, but from what it looks like to me is it looks like it's a made-up concept from people trying to smear Governor Waltz.
I checked into that a little bit, right? There's nothing going on there. There's like this edgelord going around stirring up his mega conservative base, but none of this stuff is rooted in truth and reality, and I think if you just go out, you know, do your own research, like actually do that. Like, go and just like look at video evidence. Come to a realistic opinion about what's going on in the world. It's a scapegoat. Right, for anti-Somali immigration hate.
I don't know much about the Somali.
There's a question as to whether it is a fraud. I don't know. I'm not following that real closely. Uh-huh. So I will reserve judgment on that.
I mean, I think that they were just using this as an excuse to go in there and scare people and show that they can be really powerful. I don't think it's authentic at all.
at Davy Jacks on Instagram. I mean, they don't know. They just don't know. They don't care. They haven't looked into it. They're not interested. Because they just assume that if it's from a right winger, it's probably fake. Again, just they're just asserting that. They have absolutely no reason to believe that. I mean, that this is what I'm saying. It sucks. It really does. But we have to stop trying to get through to these people. I mean, honestly, it's a fool's errand. You're going to try to convince these people to, like, sit down and watch a video that shows how wrong they are? Like, they're just not going to do it. They don't care. They really don't care. I mean, it's everywhere. It's not just us talking about this. It's the local news going on about this. Let's go to clip number 27 here. Authorities in Minnesota, here's a report about just some of the hundreds of millions of dollars that's been robbed from Minnesotans through fraud and sent to a foreign state on their local news. They don't know about this, though. Let's watch.
So we're going to turn our attention back to the Somali fraud investigation. As we've discussed before, authorities have discovered suitcases containing hundreds of millions of dollars in a Minnesota airport. Now, in the meantime, Republicans are working to cut funding for Somali-led organizations with alleged ties to the massive fraud scandal. Now, as the FBI pushes forward with its own investigation, one key question arises. What does accountability even look like in this case moving forward? So joining us now to talk about all of this and more is New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. Congresswoman, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Hey, great to be on with you, too. What a crazy time we're seeing here, aren't we?
Absolutely insanity. And I know oversight in the House is looking into these fraud allegations, but I wonder if it's even bigger than
we have uncovered.
All right, so
again, that's just, I mean, again, we've barely scratched the iceberg, like barely scratched the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's so unbelievably huge, the fraud, and not just in Minneapolis, but all over the world. Let's go to clip number 17 here. Again, I mean, this is what these protesters don't know, don't care about. Why don't they care about this? I couldn't possibly tell you. I don't know. It's just as baffling as them supporting the Iranian regime that is literally the cartoonish villains that they think that, you know, white males are. I mean, it's baffling. It's nonsensical. It's just literally just madness on, you know, a population scale. It really is kind of disturbing because you can't run a country with people like this. You honestly can't. I mean, there's nothing partisan about any of this. Somebody is stealing money from your government's welfare. Like, how are you not against that? I don't even like welfare. I don't want it being stolen by the hundreds of billions of dollars. So, again, are you going to try to get through to these people? It's people that think that Donald Trump is a Nazi and that the Iranian mullahs are progressive. Like, I don't even really care about the Iranian. Frankly, it's kind of wish Trump would take maybe just a lesson or two from Iran about how to shut down giant fabricated foreign-funded protests, but that's put to the side because the left is genuinely insane. If you've ever dealt with a genuinely insane person, you don't try to reason with them, okay? Let's go to clip 17 here. This, again, is something that the left just doesn't care about. Widespread proven fraud. Now, again, I don't expect the left to care about it. I don't, you know, depend on the left caring about it. I want Trump to move on these. I want the DOJ to arrest all of these people. And they can complain and whine about it all they want. They don't have to understand why they're being arrested. They've committed a crime. Why can we not arrest them? Clip number 17.
This was definitely the most egregious thing I have seen. Maybe in my whole time working at OLA.
Office of the Legislative Auditor released a damning report finding state employees fabricating records to cover up mismanagement of money, tax money. It's another black eye for the State Department of Human Services.
27 years with the Office of the Legislative Auditor, a statement like that from Judy Randall means something. After past suspicions, she says her most recent audit proved state workers were fabricating documents to cover up mismanagement of taxpayer money.
So these documents should exist. They didn't. We asked for them. All of a sudden, they now exist. And in at least one case, it was created wholesale and backdated by 2 years to give the impression that it had always been there and been done on time.
The OLA audited the Behavioral Health Administration within the Department of Human Services, which issues grants, nearly $200 million of taxpayer money each year, to addiction and mental health service providers. But the audit found BHA was not making sure those providers were doing the work.
BHA didn't conduct the site visits. Our auditors went and conducted the site visits that BHA should have done. And we identified serious concerns that services weren't being provided.
One of the grants examined by OLA was $1.6 million issued to the Wellness Collaborative through Zion Baptist Church in North Minneapolis. According to the OLA report, BHA didn't have documentation to give auditors to show that the services were rendered. What's more, the audit says the grant manager directly profited by leaving BHA and months later providing consulting services to the Wellness Collaborative for the grant she managed, which Randall says is not illegal.
But I think it raises a bunch of ethical questions at the very least.
Representatives at Zion strongly dispute what BHA and DHS told the auditors. They tell Care 11 DHS sought them out for the grant. They provided services which DHS workers witnessed. They gave DHS documentation, and they say now they believe they're being scapegoated. The former grant manager told Care 11 any wrongdoing falls squarely on DHS.
Conduct a monitoring visit to make sure the services are actually being provided. These aren't rocket science types of things.
Perhaps most frustrating, this was the second audit of the Behavioral Health Administration, and many of the problems found were repeat problems.
What is it like to see these problems, make these recommendations, and nothing is done to fix it?
It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Yes, yes, it is. Unbelievably exhausting, and it goes on and on. Let's go to clip 39 now. HUD Secretary Scott Turner just released a bombshell report that found an immense amount of grifting going on when it came to the money allocated for helping the less privileged be housed. Let's watch.
When you have over 12 million people coming over our borders unchecked, unvetted, this is straining our housing market from a supply standpoint, from an affordability standpoint. HUD just put out a report and found that between 2021 and 2024, the foreign-born population in our country in just 3 short years is 6 million people, which is the most in that period of time in American history. And so we cannot forego the thought that because of illegal immigration, because of people coming to our country, prices have risen, supply has been squeezed, but we're working very hard at HUD, along with the president and other leaders in the administration, to bring down the cost and raise the supply when they're doing it through interagencies. But we need the Fed to cut rates. We need to continue to deport illegals that are taking houses from the American people. So we're very intentional and focused about it at HUD and across the administration.
Yeah. And that.
So whether it's housing, whether it's education, childcare, I mean, it's not only is the amount of money poured into it and the amount of graft and corruption anyway driving up house prices on its own, like even if it was all legitimate, it's still a bad thing for the vast majority of Americans. Add on top of that, that all of the money poured in is stolen and sent overseas. I mean, it is our government is a criminal conspiracy, essentially, which is why the criminals involved don't like it being investigated. Let's go to clip 40 here. Ilhan Omar is very angry that fraud in Minnesota is being investigated. Let's watch.
I'm so exhausted in trying to ask what any of this, information has led to you finding any criminals that you have indicted that explains why you are wasting so much of our taxpayer resources and also terrorizing our communities in the amount of federal law enforcement agents that you have in the streets of our city and our state. There needs to be some sort of justification.
Okay, the justification is billions of dollars of fraud, you stupid bint. Like, what the hell are you talking about? She's worried about the wasting of resources. Okay, if that's what you're concerned about, I have a one-stop easy solution to free up just billions of dollars in resources. It send you and everybody like you back to the hellhole you came from. You stupid woman. I mean, why is she still in this country? Why is she still in this country? It doesn't make any sense. She lied on her intake form. She said she was married to her brother to get him in. She's just, her entire existence in America has been one long act of grifting and fraud. Why is she still here? Why is she in charge of anything? Why is the Trump administration, why are they such squibs? Why are they such incompetent losers? Honestly. Well, we're at the breaking point here. Now, apparently, we are hearing about grand juries being summoned, okay? We are hearing about charges being laid against people like John Brennan and others. Let's go to this clip from George Papadopoulos. This just dropped. And I don't necessarily, it's looking a lot like hopium to me, but we'll listen to it anyway. Here's George Papadopoulos saying that basically the entire Democratic Party is going to be charged under RICO as one big criminal conspiracy, which they are, and they should. Let's watch.
The FBI, the DOJ, the DNI, and the CIA are all looking at a 10-year-long government conspiracy case in which they're likely going to look at RICO charges, look at the Democrat Party and the left as some sort of criminal organization writ large, and people like Brennan, Obama, Comey, and the upper echelons of the Democrat Party are all now in the crosshairs of this grand jury that will be impaneled just today.
So good. I would love if that was true. I'd love to see the arrests being made. I mean, that's the point of me showing you all these things, right? The HUD scam, the Ilhan Omar, the Somali scam. I mean, it's all this giant self-serving network, right? The Democrats get elected by their, you know, ethnic cohorts that themselves have been brought in specifically to hand over a congressional district to a particular ethnic group. They vote for their people. Their people protect the fraud, end the investigations that would uncover it. Some of the money that's stolen fraudulently gets funneled back into the campaigns to guarantee that they, you know, remain on in position to protect these groups. And the populations themselves, the Somalis, vote as a bloc. They're told who to vote for by their community leaders, and they do it. So you get those community leaders on your side by funneling them a couple million dollars of stolen taxpayer funds, and you're set for life, and you're good. Like, that is a giant criminal conspiracy, robbing taxpayer dollars to give to their patrons in return for votes and bringing more people over, or, you know, giving them citizenship by the back door or whatever other act of fraud and illegitimacy that they want to bring to American shores. So why are we not confronting them and attacking them with the same fervor that they attack us with? It doesn't make any sense. DHS is sending hundreds of more federal agents to Minneapolis. Election officials in Oregon, by the way, have begun purging rolls of inactive voters and have already found 800,000 registrations. Nearly a million registrations should never, you know, be allowed on the voter rolls. And that's about 20% of the entire voter population in Oregon. So you're like, our system has just been fraudulent forever. Admitted to voting on all four ballots, a woman allegedly cops to voter fraud in 2024 election, because of course she did. It was an apartment manager who simply took people's ballots and voted on their behalf. I wonder how many times that happened all over the country. We're told never, because the people who are in favor of the crime are lying to us. We'll be back on the other side. I'm going to get into how Europe is desperately trying and failing to silence everybody in the world. And we'll be joined by a member of European Parliament in the next hour. Stay with us, folks. A lot more up ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in. In people who can't make it, it can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. Just a few more things about the protests over the weekend. First, let's go to clip number 14 here. This is Real Britt Hughes explaining the psychological phenomenon behind most of the protests that we see these days. I think she hits the nail on the head here. Let's go to clip number 14.
Don't come on my page and say that people should be in this country legally. Don't do it.
He shot her because she was queer.
Yet, are we a great country? Is this one? It's f***ing great.
A lot of people are wondering right now how in the world a person's brain ends up like this, because this is not how healthy, happy people act. Let me explain. Liberal women are what happens when the natural female instinct to nurture and defend and care for gets misdirected away from families and children and misapplied to whatever the liberal cause of the week is. See, women have an innate instinct to support and emotionally connect to vulnerable people. We are designed to be mama bears. And in the absence of a stable and healthy home and family, a woman will find a place to put all of that. The natural instinct to sacrifice yourself for your children gets misapplied in all the wrong directions. You want to know why so many liberal women are out there playing hero for criminal aliens and gender-confused perverts and cultures that hate them? It's because they believe they have identified groups of people who need them when no one else does. We destroyed the family, and we handed a generation of women a bunch of feminist lies and progressive slop in its place. And this is the...
Bing. Yep, she absolutely nailed it. I think she's exactly right. And you'll actually find some of the more lucid protesters acknowledging this. I've seen videos of women, you know, being like, well, I'm 50 and I don't have any kids, so I got to spend this energy somewhere. Like, oh, okay, criminals, rapists, that's where you decide to send your protection. That's messed up. That's messed up and retarded, but okay. So we've shown it before. It's like the beaver trying to, you know, create a dam in a hallway. It's misfiring instinct is what we're witnessing here. Let's go to clip 34. This is DHS Kristi Noem, not one of the women infected by this brain virus, talking with Jake Tapper and really exposing him, I think. She does a great job here. Clip 34. This is DHS Secretary Kristi Noem on with Jake Tapper.
I'm just waiting for the investigation to come through. I'm wondering if you're not doing a disservice to the officer by reaching a conclusion before the investigation takes place.
I haven't heard you say once what a disservice it's done for Mayor Fry to get up and to
tell ICE next
to get the F out of his city. And AOC to stand up before she had any of the facts and call this officer a murderer.
For
individuals, well, call them out, Jake. Spend as much time calling them out.
Okay.
I have provided you with facts and information to back up every single word that we have said and every single part of this investigation. And if you don't like it, that's fine. But we're going to continue to do the right thing to keep the American people safe.
I know that you'd like to make me the topic of this and not what happened, but...
No, she's pointing out your insane hypocrisy, sir. Your obvious bias in favor of the Democrats. Kristi Noem is out there going, hey, we stand by our agent. We stand by our officer. From our perspective, it looked like self-defense, and he, you know, used his lethal force appropriately. That's what it appears like. Meanwhile, on the other side, you have Democrats going, they murdered this woman in cold blood. She was trying to drive away and escape them when they gunned her down for no reason. They're not just jumping to conclusions. They're lying about it. They're jumping to false conclusions that they know are false in order to incite and whip up the ire of their constituents. But he says Kristi Noem is maybe, you know, jumping the gun on this. Maybe she's the one that, you know, needs to be a little bit more careful with, you know, jumping to conclusions. But he wouldn't say the same for the people that are lying about this and deliberately inflaming tensions across the board. One final video on this topic here, and then we'll move on to what's happening around the world with free speech. But let's go to clip 32 here. This is from David Cate. Proof that all the left-wing riots and protests nationwide are in fact coordinated, organized, and funded. Let's watch.
Who's this woman in the red shirt coordinating with local Atlanta police at an anti-ICE protest that escalated into a riot with tear gas and riot police deployed?
For every new 100 followers, I'll expose a new group.
She's a professional paid protester. Let me show you how. Here she is at the International Workers' Day protest. Here she is again at a pro-Iran rally, at an anti-Trump demonstration, and leading a protest outside Atlanta's Icefield office. And she's never alone, always accompanied by the same woman who I've nicknamed Crazy Babushka. Here they are together at multiple Atlanta protests. So here's footage of me asking them what group are they affiliated with.
What does your shirt say?
It says Party for Socialism and Liberation. I'm an organizer
liberation.
With the PSL.
Okay. Liberation okay. For what?
Liberation for all oppressed nations and all nations fighting against U.S. imperialism.
Their highly organized and coordinated efforts prompted me to investigate their funding. And what I uncovered is a scary foreign influence campaign. The Party for Socialism and Liberation distributes funds to its chapters across the country, including those in Atlanta and Los Angeles. These funds are used to pay protesters like the woman in the red shirt to organize and attend demonstrations. This is the same group that is behind the recent LA riots. Notice the red shirts in LA matching those I filmed in Atlanta? Their funding comes from a $20 million donation by a nonprofit run by Nival Roy Singham, whose wife serves as a board member of that nonprofit. It's simple. $20 million is funneled to the United Community Fund, which then funnels money to PSL. The leader of the PSL, Claudia De La Cruz, also holds a leadership role in the People's Forum, a New York City hub where organizations like the PSL meet and strategize. Between 2017 and 2022, Singham donated $20 million to the People's Forum. Singham, a self-described socialist, lives in China where he regularly meets with Chinese Communist Party officials and attends their events. And that is how these protesters can afford to protest every single day.
Because they're paid to do it, which would mean that they are, probably easily defined as a criminal network, considering the fact that it is illegal to travel from state to state starting riots. What? It's literally a law. It is a law that if you cross a state line and then participate in a riot, it is a federal law that you have broken. The Trump administration could be going after all of these people for doing exactly that. Why aren't we? I'll leave that up for you to decide. But I want to talk about what's happening in Europe and really around the world. And I want to start off talking about what truth itself even is. Before we do that, I do want to remind you that today is the last, or this week rather, is the last week of our crossover giveaway. Every purchase on the alexjonesstore.com gets you 50 times entries to win our Ford Raptor plus $10,000 in cash, plus our F-250 diesel truck plus $10,000 in cash. That's two badass trucks and $20,000 in cash that you can win this week only by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Anything you purchase gets 50 entries per dollar you spend. We actually just gave away our Jeep 392 plus $10,000 in cash to Chris from Colorado Springs. We flew him out to the Bigley headquarters, and he drove home a brand new Jeep with $10,000 cash burning a hole in his pocket. That could be you next. Somebody's got to win it. Why not you this week? You can double up on your entries by going to thealexjonesstore.com, taking advantage of some of our awesome sales, including our new knife. Oh, here's Chris from Colorado Springs winning the truck with the Bigley team. That could be you, folks. All you got to do is go to thealexjonesstore.com, support this singular outlet for free speech and Americanism, and drive home with a wad of cash. Very fun. thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. Now, let's start with clip number five here. This is a creator named Jeff T. Franzen talking about Plato and the importance of truth and the fundamentals of our Western philosophy. And just to remind us what we're pursuing here, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Clip five.
Plato warned when society stops valuing truth, it becomes addicted to pleasure. Because when truth doesn't matter, all that's left is, does this feel good? Am I entertained? Does this validate me? Plato called this the death spiral of civilization. Politics becomes entertainment, news becomes gossip, and education becomes content. Nobody asks, is this true anymore? They only ask, does this trigger the right emotions? Plato called this the tyranny of appetite, where desires rule over reason. And once pleasure becomes the highest value, society collapses because pleasure doesn't unite. No, it divides. Everyone will be chasing their own dopamine hits. No shared truth, no common ground, just endless consumption. Plato predicted exactly what we're seeing, a civilization drowning in distraction and calling it freedom. We stopped asking what's true and started asking what feels good, and that's how society dies.
That's very true, and it actually goes a lot deeper than that, but I thought that was an appropriate thing to play today in particular. When you have this story, Texas A&M professor told to remove Plato reading from philosophy course. As universities across Texas respond to new restrictions on classroom content, a directive limiting Plato readings at Texas A&M University has prompted concern among scholars who say it crosses into academic freedom. At issue is the directive given to Professor Martin Peterson, who was told Tuesday to revise his course syllabus after university officials raised concerns that some Plato readings could violate the Texas A&M University System's new rules restricting discussions of race, gender identity, or gender ideology, and sexual orientation in core classes. But they're not the only ones doing it. Of course, as we talk about Europe descending into a anti-free speech totalitarianism, Plato readings removed from philosophy course, igniting online controversy. This happened in Oxford, I believe, as well. But this, it's basically happening all over. They're removing Plato by claiming that because he discusses race or because he discusses sex, you can't talk about sex or race in college universities. Okay, it's a little odd. If you can't teach Plato in a philosophy class, what can you teach? Well, we just heard pleasure, the endless, you know, morality of pleasure seeking. But it gets more complicated than that. I did a full report on this a while ago. I should really go find it. Because actually, the secret to world domination is exposed in Brave New World, and it's exactly what that guy was just discussing. It's not just about fulfilling your pleasure. It's about the systems that control society dictating what you find pleasurable. If you find pleasure in long-term things, in things that take a lot of effort and sacrifice, if you find pleasure, and it's not even, pleasure's not even the right word, if you find fulfillment in things that are difficult and, you know, long-lasting, then you're really an inconvenience. What they want is you desiring nothing but the things that can be fulfilled immediately. They don't want you to desire a legacy with children and grandchildren. That's a lifelong kind of thing that you're going to be dedicated to. They want you desiring sexual gratification and, you know, gourmet food and likes on your Instagram post. And as long as that is the height of your desire and the totality of your, fulfillment, then they can fulfill that and make you dumb and happy. But if your desires are more uplifting and ambitious, then that's kind of an issue. So Klaus Schwab actually talks about this and references this design. Mustafa Mond in Brave New World explains it outright. He basically says, you know, the pain, humans experience pain in that gap between a desire and the fulfillment of that desire. And so in order to minimize pain that humans experience, they want to minimize that gap between the desire and the fulfillment of the desire. And so the best way to do that is to dictate that all of your desires are sexual or carnal in nature, and you can pretty much immediately fulfill them and be happy. And so they're creating happiness by making sure that nobody desires anything that's difficult or means you have to work hard or have discipline or that it takes a long time to achieve, because that's pain, according to the people in charge. So it's actually more complicated than even Plato understood that once these people understand the power of fulfilling somebody's pleasure, that's actually a way to enslave them. And our rulers have figured that out and are working double time to put us in that condition of immediacy, immediate gratification being the only thing we desire. Let's go to clip 13 here, because as we start our jaunt around Europe and the European diaspora, like Australia, we'll see the real reason why free speech is being limited and restricted, and the little carve-outs and caveats that expose the real agenda behind it. Let's go to clip number 13. This is Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announcing that Parliament will be recalled to impose and, enforce massive restrictions and hate speech laws. Let's watch.
Today, can I say that I will write this afternoon to the Speaker of the House of Representatives for Parliament to be called, recalled next Monday and Tuesday, both the House of Representatives and the Senate. The legislation will then be debated on Tuesday in the House of Representatives. We intend to have that legislation pass the House before question time, which will occur at the normal time at 2 o'clock, and then will be considered by the Senate in the afternoon in order to ensure its passage on that day. The bill is the Combating Anti-Semitism, Hate and Extremism Bill. It's a comprehensive package of reforms which creates serious offences for hate preachers and leaders seeking to radicalise young Australians. It increases the penalties for hate crimes offences. It ensures that offenders whose crimes were motivated by extremism have that factored into their sentencing. It creates a new offence for inciting hatred in order to intimidate or harass. It expands and strengthens the ban on prohibited symbols, and it makes it easier for the Minister for Home Affairs to cancel or refuse a visa for people intent on spreading hatred. And it creates a new framework that will enable the Minister for Home Affairs to list organisations as prohibited hate groups. Once an organisation is listed, it will be a criminal offence to be a member, to recruit for it, to donate or receive funds or support that group in any way.
All right, so let's pause it right there. Do you understand what he's saying? I mean, they're issuing a new raft of hate speech laws that basically criminalize participation in any group that they deem to be hateful. So you don't have to actually have done anything. You don't have to actually have been around anybody who had done anything. If you merely apply to be a member of an organization that they've deemed illegal, you can be charged with hate crimes. And in fact, there's people like Joel Davis in prison right now in Australia who is there for hate speech and is being charged with additional charges on top of what he's already being charged with these new laws that they came up with that they're now, you know, applying backwards to things that he did before it was illegal. So it's obviously just, it's the attempt to destroy free speech around the world and whatever excuse they need. Is it child sex material? Is it anti-Semitism and terrorist attacks? I mean, it doesn't matter because the things that they're doing don't actually stop any of the things that they're predicating their actions on. Do you understand? And not in a vague way, the terrorist attack at Bondi Beach that inspired all of these hate speech laws was carried out by a Muslim, an immigrant. There are actually special carve-outs in the law that make it not apply to religious groups. Okay, so Australia is passing this big raft of hate speech laws on the back of this Islamic terrorist attack, but within the law is an exception for the types of people that carried out the terror attack. Religious institutions are actually allowed to commit hate speech in Australia. It's crazy, but that's literally true. From Oz Integrity at QBCC Integrity on X. Islamic extremist preachers reading or referencing texts which incite violence against non-believers are exempt from Albanese's new laws. Same goes for any religious extremism as long as it's referencing or paraphrased. Labor is genociding Aussies under these new laws. So subsection 1 does not apply to conduct that consists only of directly quoting from or otherwise referencing a religious text for the purpose of religious teaching or discussions. So that's like, I guess that's a fine caveat because obviously one of the problems with the hate speech laws that are going in place or they're trying to put in place places like America is they would in fact ban portions of the Bible, right? If you have a part of the Bible calling Jews the synagogue of Satan, well, that's anti-Semitic. You can't read the Bible now. Well, okay, there should be carve-outs if you're going to have hate speech laws. I guess this is a way to deal with it. I'd rather not have hate speech laws. But there's also, you know, some organizations will be considered legitimate religious organizations while others won't. Now, I guess a workaround of this would be the Nazis in Australia to claim that they're part of a religious movement. They're Nazis by religion, and then Mein Kampf can be a religious text, and then you can read it with impunity if laws actually, you know, worked in the way that they're supposed to. A lot of people have spoken out about this. I mean, obviously, obviously this is just an attempt to destroy the First Amendment or their equivalent free speech in Australia. But it's happening all over the world. And I guess we'll begin with clip number 26, because this is the Australian Prime Minister arriving to a memorial for the victims of the Bondi Beach massacre. Let's see how he is received. Clip number 26. Bunch of people committing crimes here. Bunch of people committing crimes. Was it Albanese the one who, during COVID, like, I don't even know what they're protesting about? I'm like, well, they're protesting you. He's like, well, that's illegal. Oh, well, that's illegal. You can't protest me. Maybe that has something to do with why all of these free speech restrictions are coming into place. After all, it's not just in Australia that this is the case. Let's go to clip number 7 here. This is Keir Starmer trying to walk through the streets of the country where he is the prime minister. Let's watch. Look, he's being booed. He's being yelled at. He's being harassed. He's being cursed at. Okay, are you starting to get an image of, like, what our democracies are really all about? That you have a bunch of elite rulers that are utterly despised by the people that they rule over. And so now they're imposing free speech restrictions to silence people's outrage about the policies that are destroying them and being pursued by the people that are supposedly their representatives in their democracy. Let's go to clip number 18. This is Ursula von der Leyen, head of the European Union. She tried to visit Bulgaria recently. Let's watch how that went. Calling her a fascist. and a Nazi and blocking her entrance and surrounding her car. Like, anywhere these people go, they are despised. Anywhere the leadership of Europe goes, they get booed, they get heckled, they get yelled at, they get shouted down, and it's happening everywhere. Clip 30, Chancellor Scholz overwhelmingly booed and condemned for fueling the war in Ukraine. Let's go to clip 30 here. This is him, I think, at a soccer game. Let's watch. Some sort of event like that. People whistling, people booing, warmonger shouting him down. Because I want to address a couple arguments that are being shouted so loudly in this room. First, warmonger. The warmonger's Putin. He took 200,000 people into Ukraine. So he's getting shouted down and yelled and called a warmonger by his people. Again, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, folks. Whether it's the leader of the UK, the leader of Australia, the leader of Germany, the leader of Italy, the leader of the European Union are despised by their own people. So now they're trying to silence them. In this video, I don't think we ever played it. We should have. It is the most iconic image of Europe at this moment that we've seen so far. Clip 42. This is Ursula von der Leyen saying that we have to fight Russia. Europe has to go to war with Russia because they arrest people who protest while a protester is actively being arrested directly in front of her for speaking back to her. Clip 42.
They can be happy that they are in a free country like Finland, where the free speech is a right, where they have not any restrictions.
And that's a protester being arrested.
They would be in jail in 2 minutes. Thank God we have a democracy.
Remember, something like 12,000 people are in jail in the UK for speech offenses today. So that was Ursula von der Leyen, Chancellor of the EU, saying that, you know, we have to fight Russia because in Russia, they don't have the freedom to protest. You'd be in jail if you tried to protest in Russia while somebody is being manhandled by the police and hauled away to face 8 crime charges for heckling Ursula von der Leyen. Is it becoming clear yet why the free speech restrictions are going into place? Why the laws are being legislated? Because these people don't have the will of their constituents. They don't have the will of the people. And they need people not to know that. They need to silence people about that. And they're going to really extreme lengths. Now there's a video game in the UK that kids in school are being forced to play. And if in the game they express uncertainty or an unwillingness to bring in migrants to the UK, then they're put on terrorist lists, official terrorist lists with the government. Children in like elementary school are being asked to play a game, video game, propagandizing them into hating their own country. And if they resist within the game tags their file and identifies them to the police as potential terrorists. Children, they're doing this to children. We'll be back on the other side. I'm going to be joined by a member of European Parliament to talk about this and so much more, destroying that nation, that continent.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us,
We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.